Good evening. Thank you, Rabbi Eli Lyman, for bringing me in. And of course, we want to thank our host, Jake Wyman, the one and only Jake Wyman, who has spearheaded with his skill and dedication here in German.com all these years. Special thank you to Jake. We want to thank our sponsor tonight, who is dedicating the shiur, Zecher Uli Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. He is Neshama Havan Aliyah. This week is Parshas B'Haloscha. Parshas B'Haloscha is jam-packed with many different topics. The Menorah, the laws of the Levim, Parshas Vayhi Ben Soyad, and we have Pesach Sheni, and a whole long list of many other very critical, fundamental concepts in Torah. It's a beautiful Parshas, long Parshas. I'd like to develop and just focus on it for a few moments, more of a, make a few observations with you regarding the man. The man, the special bread which the Jewish people ate for the 40 years in the desert, after we came out of Mitzrayim, after Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jewish people did not have what to eat, and they complained, and Hashem told Moshe that tomorrow, in a short time, you will have man. And this is very developed, so the first time in Parshas B'Shalach, Parshas Amon. In fact, many people are accustomed to recite the Parshas Amon every single day after davening. It's printed in the Siddur. And what we refer to as Parshas Amon appears in Parshas B'Shalach, in Chumash Shemos. But that's not the only place where the Amon is described in detail. The Amon is also described in very great detail in this week's Parsha, in Parshas B'Haloscha, as well as the Slav, and it's interesting that there is a repeat. It's not, obviously, it's not the same thing. In fact, it's a different period of time. In Parshas B'Shalach is where the Jewish people for the very first time came in contact with the man immediately after Kriyas Yamsuf. That is a big topic of discussion, exactly what day did they receive the man for the first time. There are different opinions, different Mamar Chazal. Rashi here says that the man first fell for the very first time on the 15th day of Iyar. And Chassam Sofer quotes a Medrash that tells us it fell for the first time on the 18th day of Chodesh Iyar, which is the same day as Lag BaOmer. In any event, what appears in Parshas B'Shalach is a description, a discussion of the man as it was given to the Jewish people for the very first time. In Parshas B'Shalach, it's presented in very great detail. Again, and we'll analyze some of the differences in a few moments, but it was at a different point in time. It was a year later. The Jewish people were already eating the man for over a year, and they became a bit too familiar with the man, and they complained. They complained bitterly about the man. Let's take a look what it says in Parshas first, in our Parsha, Parshas B'Haloscha, and then we'll go back and we'll discuss what it says in Parshas B'Shalach. In Parshas B'Haloscha, let me read some of the Pesukim. V'chasavsu v'asher b'kirbo, they were a group of people, what we call the mixed multitude, referring to simply the Erev Rav. Okay, Rashi says it refers to the Erev Rav, which gathered together at the time of Egypt, and they had a desire to have a desire. They wanted more. And they returned and they cried before Moshe. And they said some shocking things. They said, Zocharnu es hadaga, we remember the fish that we ate in Egypt, and the melons. There's a list of five different types of vegetables. And then they said in Perek, Yud Aleph Pasek Vav, V'ato anau, nafshenu yivesha, our neshama is dry. Ein kol, we have nothing. Nothing. Bilti except el hamon inenu. All we have is the mon that we look at. A very nasty complaint regarding the mon. And the next pasuk says, according to Rashi, Hashem says, how dare you? How dare you talk about the gift of parnasa, blessing, I give you what to eat, I give you food. How dare you talk about the man in such a way? the Haman, it was Kizra God, like a seed of coriander. Who? The Enoi, its appearance, Ke'en HaGedolach, it looked like crystal, a stone that was clear. Shatu Ha'am V'lakatu, all you had to do was go for a short stroll and collect it. The Tachadu of the Rechayim, they would grind it in the mill. Oidachu Ba'medoicha, they would crush it with a pestle. Ovishalu Ba'parur, they would cook it in a pot. The Asu Oisoi, they would make it ugois into cakes. The Hoyotamai B'kitam L'shad Hashomen, and it had the taste of a wafer of oil. Lashad is not such an easy word to translate. Rashi gives a number of interpretations. What exactly the word a shad hashamen? Rashi says a lichluach shel shamen. I'm assuming that means a wafer of, or a piece of dough. Lashad means a, lichluach means dough. A dough that was kneaded in oil. Okay, so the point I want to extract from over here is, in this pasuk, unfortunately, Klal Yisrael complained about the man. They said things are not proper. And when Hashem responds to their complaints, Hashem, what are you complaining about? You know what the man is? The man is like a seed of coriander. God. Interesting that God is the same as God. And God, Gimel Dalet, represents, you know, Shevet God in Parshas Vayetze. And Rashi there says what God means, Bo Mazal Bogod. Bogod means God has arrived, he's born. God is coriander. But God, Gimel Dalet, also represents a good mazal, Parnosa, Parnosa, person, Zecha, Parnosa, good mazal. It looked like crystal. Rashi says, in Evin Toiva, the mon brought you good mazel. The mon looked like crystal. Rashi, Bedoilach, shame Evin Toiva. And to get the mon, very easy. Shatu. What does it mean, Shatu? Rashi says, Shatu means a stroll, a tiul. Ein shayit ela l'shoin tiyul beloy omol. He didn't have to work very hard. And then what does it say in the pasuk? They would grind it b'rechayim. Rashi says lo yarad b'rechayim v'le b'kedera v'le b'meducha ela mishtaneho yatamo l'nit chonin u'l'nidoychin u'l'muvusholin. So Rashi over here says what he adds the word lo. It wasn't grinded. It was natural. It was a natural product. Lo yorad b'rechayim, v'loy b'kedera, v'loy b'meducha. It didn't come down as a product that was finished. This is the way it is, and you can't alter it. Ela mishtaneh hoya ta'amoy. In other words, it wasn't a product that tasted like something that was grinded or cooked or crushed. But its taste dependent, it changed. It depended upon what you wanted it to taste like. Okay, now let's interestingly go to Parshas B'Shalach. Parshas B'Shalach, when the man appeared for the very first time, and Zeh HaDavar Asher Tziva Hashem, Hashem said, I'm going to give you the man. The pasuk says exactly how much you're going to have, only one omer, don't leave over. And we have a description of what the man looked like. Vayehi v'erev atal shichvas atol. It was in the morning. Tal ascended, covered, the tal ascended, the techasna covered the machne. And what did they see? Pasuk goes on to say, v'hinei and behold, atal shichvas atol, v'hinei al pnei amidbar, dak nechuspas, dak kakifor al haaretz. There was a very thin wafer. The word mechuspas actually is a word which we don't have any clear translation for. Rashi explains it means it was exposed. There was something very thin, very slender, a very thin wafer. It was like frost al haaretz. And the Jewish people said, "Ayuv v'nei Yisrael, Yisraelachiv manchu, what is this? What is this?" Ki lo yodu mahu. Vayom imo shalem hu alechem. This is the bread. Asher nosan Hashem lachem lo'achla. So the question over here is, why is it, we have a very different description of the man. Here, in Parshas B'Shalach, verse, what it says in Parshas, Parshas B'Shalach, the man is described as a dak nechuspas, dak kakifar, something very thin that is revealed. And then it says, dak kakfar. And Rashi actually says that the word kakfar, Rashi here says, dadak kigwir, he quotes the Targum, ka'avne gir, it was like a stone, another interpretation of kakfar, quotes the Targum, a black stone, ka'avne gir, v'hu nimtseva shohor, black, k'daminim gabikis yadan. So the question over here is, it was dak hoyuk gir, it was thin like the stone that was a gir, that was black, and it was lying exposed like frost upon the earth. That's one of Rashi's interpretations. So the question over here is, why is it? Parshas B'Shalach, it's described as a black stone, thin, very thin, exposed upon the earth. Whereas in Parshas B'Haloyscha, it's described who it's Kizera Gad, like a seed of coriander. Whole different description. It's not described as a stone that's black. It's described as a seed. Seed, a very different connotation. A stone is an impediment, is a pebble. It's something very annoying. And black is not a very attractive color when it comes to food. Whereas in Parshas B'Haloyscha, it's described as Kizragad, a seed of coriander, which we said alludes to Bo Mazel Tov, and it had the appearance of crystal. It looked beautiful. It didn't look black. It wasn't a black stone. And it was easy to collect. And it tasted like whatever you wanted. What's going on? Why is there a change in its description? So different ideas you can suggest. And I mean, the main difference between Parash B'Shach and Parashas B'Haloyscha is in Parash B'Shach they were receiving the man for the very first time. And in Parashas, they did not even know what it tastes like. It was the first experience for them to eat this man. Whereas in Parash B'Haloyscha, they have already been accustomed to eating it for a year. As we say, familiarity breeds contempt. After you become familiar with something, unfortunately, take it for granted. It becomes an entitlement. And there's what to complain about. That's the human condition. And trying to suggest is that this is just a reflection of the human condition. When a person has nothing, we were in the desert, we were starving, we had nothing what to eat. Lechtech acharei b'midbar b'eretz loy zirua. There are no seeds. Loy zirua. Then suddenly, Man comes out of Shemayim. We were very appreciative. It was a blessing. Even though you can look at the man as a stone, black pebble, that's you have to scrape off the floor like frost. These are not very enticing, pleasant description of food, of our matzahs. You know something? It doesn't matter. There was no complaints. We don't find the Jewish people saying one negative word about the man. They were worried. They complained, what are we going to eat? But when they saw it, there was no complaint. A year later, after becoming complacent, we have food. Then they said the horrible words, V'nafshenu yevesha, ein kol, we have nothing. Bilti el haman einenu, we have this man. The most insulting things could have possibly said. And Hashem says, at that point, you're complaining. I gave you something that is beautiful. You're traveling in the land, the Eretz Loi Zerua. I've given you a Zera. I've given you in the Mokam that there is nothing that takes root in a desert, in the wilderness, in a place of nothingness. The Eretz Loi Zerua. I gave you a zera of God, coriander, as we said, mazel tov. I gave you precious stones. It's beautiful. And you're complaining. You're saying, nafshenu kotza, balechem hakoloikel. What Hashem was saying is, you can look at them on two different ways. Obviously, there were elements of both. It's really like a contradiction. Did it look like a black pebble, a stone that will injure your stomach? It's black, it's ugly, and you have to scrape it off the floor like frost. Even if you look at it from that perspective, but when a person is desperate and someone gives them a gift, he's very appreciative. But when a person becomes complacent and you're used to getting handouts every single day, and here you are in the desert for an entire year, and every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you again and again and again, and it's a miracle, and you have the chutzpah to say, "V'nafshenu kotza b'lechem hak'livesha." Hashem is saying, even if I would present the man to you as the most beautiful thing, the most beautiful object of a zera, of mazel tov, of pearls, precious stones, you would still say, nafshenu yevesha ein kol bilti amolaneinu. When you had nothing, and I gave you some pebbles to eat, you were very happy. But now, complacency, a year later, you expect it, and you want more, and you fail to appreciate what I've given you. Even if you would look at it with a good eye, and ayin toiv, hazera toiv, ve'ein ekin ha'vedoylach, you would still say, v'nafshenu yivesha, ein kol bilti halamon eneinu. And this is a terrible thing. There's another place where the Torah talks about the man, and that is in Parshas Ekev. And Hashem says, "Vayanecha vayarivecha vayachilcha es haman, asher lo yadat v'lo yidun avasechel man odiecha, ki lo yalechem levada yichya adam, ki al kol motzof yashem yichya adam." Hashem, he afflicted us, he tortured us. What was the affliction? Hashem made us hungry. The answer is, the affliction and the difficulty is continuously remind yourself, everything that you have in life is a blessing. Don't take anything for granted. When you had nothing, someone will give you a stale piece of bread. It was the ultimate, ultimate blessing. Now, you're set up. The man comes every single day. It falls from Hashemayim. It's challenging to remember where you come from, to remember how fortunate you are, how there are people, billions of people that would give up their right arm to trade with you for the blessing that you have, and not to be a boyet, to reject and to be ungrateful for the blessing that Hashem has bestowed upon you. It's very difficult. It is very difficult because that's the human condition, to get used to something, to expect something, to feel that you're entitled to something. When the truth is, we're not entitled to anything. Everything we have is a blessing. And the test of the man is, remember, we don't deserve this. This is a miracle to survive like this in the Eretz Lezeruah. Enjoy Hashem's blessing, appreciate Hashem's blessing, and always thank Hashem for His kindness and His care, how He sustains us and takes care of us and provides for us. Thank you for listening, everyone. May you, everyone, merit a wonderful week of success and blessing and satisfaction.